get ready to go on a voyage through the depths of consciousness. Expand your awareness and discover perspective unlike anything you have heard before. How far are you willing to expand? Welcome to The Expansion Point with your host, Brad Johnson.
Welcome to The Expansion Point. I am your host, Brad Johnson. Sorry, I had a bit of a problem just getting on the air tonight, so I managed to get those technical difficulties all sorted out. But thank you, everybody, for being here with me tonight on The Expansion Point, as we're going to have a really exciting episode tonight, which is reshaping your reality landscape. So there's also going to be an additional topic as well, too, looking into what's known as the repopulation protocol. So this is going to be the topics that we're going to be discussing tonight. Just a couple other announcements that's going to be happening just before we get into tonight's show. Going to consciousmatrix.com, you'll be able to find out some really exciting online classes that are going to be available. Starting in June, we're going to be moving back into body regeneration healing. This is my own particular healing technique that I have developed. And there's going to be an online classroom starting in June, the second classroom actually, that people will be able to take part in. Again, more information will be coming on consciousmatrix.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BradJohnson79. Or you can also check out our Conscious Matrix page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/selfempowermenttv. So that's all one word. facebook.com/selfempowermenttv. Also coming up in July, there's going to be the Intuitive Development Online Classroom. And this is basically going to be covering a whole bunch of different teaching modalities, from channeling, from psychic development, from your intuitive ability enhancement, developing of ESP, remote viewing, Akashic Records. There's going to be a whole plethora of exciting forms of modalities and teachings that will be a part of this classroom, and it will be an 8-week course. So this is going to be something very, very exciting that we'll be launching in July. There's also some exciting events coming up here in the next couple of months, and again, we're just getting final dates taken care of, but once they are available, they will be up on the website, and again, stay tuned on Facebook, as that's where I do most of the updating. So again, tonight we're going to be looking at reshaping your reality landscape, and of course, at the latter half of the program, moving closer to the end of the show, we'll be going for some calls as well, too. So if any of you would like to call in, you're more than welcome to. Our number to call in is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008, and we'll be taking some calls in about the last 15 minutes or so of the program, as we'll be here up to about 2 minutes past the hour. Okay, so reshaping your reality landscape. Well, what does this mean? What is it that I'm talking about when I'm talking about looking into reshaping your reality landscape? Well, everything in regards to our reality is indeed brought forward through thought, that thoughts, our belief systems, everything that we understand our mentality to be, becomes the forefront of our reality. So when you're looking at reshaping the reality landscape, just kind of like you're doing landscaping or groundskeeping, so to speak, you know, with a beautiful piece of land, you know, it all requires action. And the action here to allow reality reshaping begins with thought management. So what does that mean? Well, that means that we are able to fundamentally decide what thoughts we want to think. So what we have in this particular situation is that the day that we're born, to where we start to become young children, start to move into the teenage years, start to become young adults, throughout that entire process, we are basically, you could say, spoon-fed a lot of different programs, a lot of different thought matrices that are basically getting us to act a certain way, be influenced a certain way, move our form of life in a certain direction that is more inside the box. The funny thing, though, is that when you're doing reality reshaping, it is more looked at when you are in the younger adult years. When you're a child, you don't really think too much about thought management. You don't really think about the idea about the importance of thoughts. You don't think too much about how thoughts itself are transforming your reality. Young children themselves are just so incredible at being able to live in the now. They're very, very contained in the now moment. And they just really don't give the idea of a second thought about the thoughts that they think. And so we basically take a look at thought management when we get into the later years, when we start to look more into how our life has been affected. What kind of career plans have I had? What kind of relationship do I have with my family? What kind of friends do I have in my life? What's the type of career or the educational path that I feel I want to go to? What about my finances, etc.? All of these are affected by our particular status relating to thought management currently. So if we feel that we're in a bind, that we're always fighting with ourselves and we're fighting with other people, and that we don't get along with our family, we don't get along with our friends, or our family is constantly ridiculing us because we feel we want to do something that is really heartfelt to ourselves, and feeling that we have to toe the family line or just meet the demands of others, this is where we're going into the thought distortion. We're basically selecting the type of thoughts that we feel we deserve. And so we feel we deserve to, toe the family line and feel that we're getting involved with a business or finance or other particular family matter that has nothing to do with us, that really feels that we're just carrying this burden and we don't see that. And so the whole idea here is that if we really want to reshape our reality landscape, we need to let go of the need to own or claim thoughts. And that comes with all levels, that comes with all classes, that comes with all degrees in regards to how we are living our life. So it's really just being able to look at your thoughts and finding out exactly what is it that I'm attracting into my reality. Now, it's not the whole idea of feeling that you need to take out a piece of paper and jot down every single thought that you're going to be thinking of day to day to day, because that would literally be thousands. But the whole idea here is really to immerse yourself in the sense of feeling that represents a cluster of thoughts. Your feelings are the greatest transformation, or the greatest form of awareness that you can bring about when you are allowing your thoughts to be shaped, moving it into feeling. And so if you feel that you're very much down in the dumps, that you're in a loveless relationship, that you feel that your education, is just looking to be advanced, but a lot of the schools that you've been going to have just been constant disappointment. If you feel that your financial situations are horrible, whatever it may be, you just need to look at yourself and find out, well, what is it that I can do? What is it that I feel I can do to reorganize these feelings I have, to reorganize myself and come into a point of thought that is beneficial for myself? Looking into thought management and how can I actually get this together? What can I do? So it really just starts by following the path of the heart. You need to listen to yourself. Oh, but I can't do this. No, I can't do that. My family is very, very demanding of feeling that I need to do, to do this with work, or I need to carry on the family business. Well, what do you think? Is this something that you want to do? Oh, no, not at all. I have no interest in being a bean counter, or I have no interest in working in a fertilizer factory, whatever it may be that may be just not too appealing to you. May just be a really bad restaurant or whatever it may be. But you're basically just giving yourself the validity. You're turning your value. You're turning your self-worth inside, and you're letting that be your path to follow. The whole idea here is that we are so trained in our reality landscape to broadcast all of our light, all of our mentality, all of our focus to the external world. The external world gets so much of our attention. It is just looking at the projector screen and completely ignoring that everything that is on that projector screen has come from the projector. And we don't even bother to look at the projector. We don't even start to go inside and look and see what the carousel's frames are actually projecting on this large screen. We just get so transfixed to the idea of looking at the screen itself. Oh my goodness, I gotta change the screen. I gotta change external reality. I gotta try and move this away. I gotta take out a felt marker and start drawing on the projection of the screen. No, it's not going to work. So the whole idea is that you need to go inside yourself. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to go into your own state of self-honesty, and you need to understand exactly where you feel you belong. What is your heart telling you? Where do you want to go? If you have something very exciting, of who you want to be, of what you want to do, of the type of financial abundance that you want to make, you need to be in alignment with the worthiness and the value of what those thoughts represent. You need to restructure your thoughts and restructure yourself so that you, as the carousel, as the projector itself, are now starting to switch the carousel and now starting to put frames within the carousel that are now projecting on the screen that is more to your benefit, that is more to who you naturally are. Well, I really like the idea of dancing, or I like the idea of being a musician. You know, I want to start a band, or, you know, I want to start developing websites. I want to start going into marketing because I think that would be really exciting. I really enjoy talking to people. This is what I really, really want to do rather than working in a manure factory, you know, so whatever it may be. But the whole idea here is that you are asking yourself permission to give a revalidation of what you want to do with life. It's not for you to make this appeal to God. It's not the whole idea that you are making this appeal to anything else that you feel is external. It's not about making an appeal to anyone else but yourself, not to your family, not to your best friends, not to some, you know, greater external force that you may feel is there, and that's throwing all this stuff your way, and that you're doomed to fail, and that you're doomed to fate. It's about the whole idea that you are completely lucid, and that you are able to go in any particular direction you want. But the directions that we have come to the point of realizing the path that becomes blazed as we start to follow the heart. So as long as we're able to love, and as long as we're able to listen, these are the two principal factors that will help you to be completely open to all the possibilities of life. And listening will help you open to all the probabilities of life, the probabilities that you know that you can attract based upon that state of worthiness. It's not that you're going to do a million and one careers in this very lifetime. No, it's the whole idea that you don't have to do all that. You're basically getting to understand yourself. And it's like looking at a large spiral maze and feeling that if I just guess at where I'm going to go with this spiral maze, well, then I'm going to get lost. I don't know which way the spiral begins. I don't know which way it ends. I don't know where I'm going. And so if you're going to attempt to guess at it, then you're going to feel lost. And this is what a lot of us want to do. We guess at where external reality is going to take us. We guess that the projection is going to lead us to some promised land, but we still don't have that faith in ourselves. We don't have that feeling of working together with who we are, and we do not know our inner power. And so we become lost. And when you start to get to know yourself, you start to get to realize the whole game here. You start to understand reality. It's as if you're able to look right above that maze and you're able to see the path. The path starts to become a lot easier as this view starts to zoom out and zoom out and zoom out bits at a time. And you're able to now start to see your path, and you're now starting to go in that direction. So the whole idea here is that if you can become a lot more dependent upon yourself, upon your own inner reality, rather than the idea of feeling that you're giving so much of your focus, so much of your attention, so much of your mentality, and so much of your belief to external reality, if you can flip that around and move this back into the idea of realizing, oh my goodness, I'm following my heart path. This is going to be fantastic. I'm reshaping my reality. I'm now going to start living my life going into the state of being a musician. I'm going to transition out to where I am working in this manure factory, and now I'm going to go back and I'm going to rekindle all those beautiful things that I felt as a child. And looking into that, you know, I can play the guitar very well. Everybody's been telling me that I'm a great singer. You know, this is something that's going to be fantastic. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to start off small. I'm going to build the grassroots. I'm going to see exactly where it can go from there. You start doing this, and oh my goodness, does everything feel fantastic? Everything feels great. I never imagined this could be so great. I'm on my way. That's great. That's the whole idea. What did it take you to get to that level? It took the whole idea that you trusted yourself. You opened your heart. You were listening to that heart. You were trusting exactly the direction that you chose, and you're now working. You're now moving. You're now aligning to that direction. Thoughts along with knowledge are relative in nature. That's right. Knowledge itself is relative. Why is knowledge relative? Because all knowledge is perspective. And so everything that we understand knowledge to be is basically the perspective of one or many others that represent the idea of how we perceive our universe, about how we perceive reality, about how we perceive all calculation, about how we perceive how our particular form of reality and our existence functions. That's all knowledge, and knowledge simply represents that degree of perspective. Thoughts themselves are relative, and that we are able to alter our own vibrational frequency, which just means that we're able to transform our perception, our spectrum of how we understand the mentality. And as we transform our spectrum in regards to more of a state of self-empowerment than self-loss, the thoughts themselves reorganize themselves because you are attracting something else magnetically. So the magnetic vibration of the thoughts alter. And as you start to build your self-empowerment, as you start to feel more enriched, as you start to feel this great sensation of freedom that's coming through, thoughts will only respond in kind to what you are in magnetic vibrational alignment with. And so those new thoughts, as it were, are going to now start to come into your alignment. They're going to be a part of your nature. So if you're, again, you know, really, really looking forward to being this musician, you know, starting your band, working with the grassroots organizations, you know, getting some gigs, etc., and you're starting to feel this all come together, and now one day you feel this connection with another person, an agency who wants to sponsor you, and moving up to that next level, everything feels right in the heart, you go for it, and here you are. Now you're on a bigger stage. Oh my goodness, could life ever get better? Absolutely it can, but it's feeling really, really good right now because you're trusting your instincts, you're flowing with that energy. Adjust your state of being to magnetize thoughts of pure intent, and that's the whole idea. What really segregates us at times is when we go into the heart space and we feel we are just going into what we feel is a heart space, but we're basically still looking at some traditional avenues about how certain things need to go. We still want to put some type of systematic process behind ourselves to make it feel that, well, if I go this direction, I know I'm going to be very, very good. I know this is going to happen because it happened to my friend who's also a musician. I know if I go that this way, that this is going to click very, very well for me. You go that way and you notice, no, it's like the doors aren't opening. It's the doors are remaining shut. And you may just be in this constant debate with yourself saying, what's going on? You know, this worked for my friend. You know, this is exactly what he did to get his band started, for him to start a musician, and it's not working for me. What's going on here? It's because that energy may have worked for your friend, but it doesn't work for you. The whole idea is that you are a unique individual and that you are not your friend. Your friend vibrates to a unique spectrum of reality, and you are just not compatible to the exact same traditional systematic method that you used to try to get yourself ahead. And so you get a block. And so basically what happens is you take a step back. You're not taking many steps back, but you're just taking a step back and finding out, okay, well, that didn't work. That's okay. I'm not feeling so detrimentally harmed by that. And this is what can happen to many of us. If we feel we take one step in a direction that we feel is not in sync with ourselves, oh my goodness, does it feel like a calamity? Does it feel like we're falling apart here? And so we have such a challenging time trying to pick ourselves back up. You have to see it just as taking one step back. Sometimes you have to take one step back before you're able to make two steps forward. And again, that saying is very correct. So it's just about being able to realize, all right, well, there's a door that's there. I'm following a path of least resistance. There's resistance when it comes to me trying to do this method for me to get ahead in being a musician, for example. So I'm going to, you know, not try and push that door open when that door cannot be opened. I'm going to step back and I'm going to realign myself, come to center, come to the point where you're just re-examining your feelings. Feel that out, and you're going to be able to get another particular alternative. There's going to be another avenue that's going to come your way. Why? Because you asked for it. You asked for the whole idea of this other avenue coming your way. So again, when we're looking at this, we're going into a process of what's known by reshaping our reality landscape by inviting in opportunities. We're living reality by invitation only. And so if you start creating invitations through yourself, just by asking the universe, all right, universe, I understand this door has come right in, directly into my field of view. I can't go past it. Where do you feel I would be best fit to be able to pursue my path in music. And you just start getting this synchronicity. This synchronicity comes in. Maybe you listen, maybe you watch a commercial on TV, and all of a sudden there's this keyword that comes in, you know, promotion or something like that. Something clicks into your mind, and there's a whole new alternative for a promotion that you had never considered. And the universe is giving you this sign for you to follow. You go ahead and you follow that sign, and you now see this is the path of least resistance. That synchronicity, that message in a bottle, as it were, pertaining to synchronicity, really helped you to realign yourself. And now you're moving forward. And that's all it took. It just was a moment where you had to step back. You needed to realign yourself. You sent out an invitation to the universe. You asked, universe, where do I go? What is it that I feel that I can do to continue to move forward? The universe will never deny you a feeling of insight. It's going to bring about some type of response to you. Is it going to give you the answer? No. But it is certainly going to leave some breadcrumbs upon your path. And this is something that you just have to be very, very aware of. You have to notice this. You need to see your reality as your ally. If you see that reality is something beyond yourself, if you feel that reality holds a dominion on you, then you're going to be in that maze where you feel you cannot get out. You do not know the way because reality holds a grip of you. And it's the whole idea that you are the reality, that you are the landscape that you're reshaping, that you are the thoughts that you're aligning to. So this is the very, very important understanding here. But let's look more into the idea of dreams, the relationship of dreams with our awoken reality. That dreams themselves are the subconscious bridge to assist in realigning ourselves, and that there really is no difference between the dream state and the awoken state. They're one and the same. The only difference is in the type of format. When we're in our awoken reality, you know, we're not passing through objects, we're not flying through the air, we're not teleporting ourselves, we're not bilocating, you know, majority of us anyways. So the whole idea here is that when you're in the dream plane, you have a lot more lucidity. You have a lot more abilities to do certain things. But the format in regards to the dream state is that it is showing a lot of those qualities of what is freely capable of existing within those realms and utilizing those qualities to deliver a message. This is how they piggyback off each other. What you exist in through awoken reality is in relationship to the dream plane and helping you to understand a lot of metaphor, a lot of self enigmatic principles, a lot of forms of symbolisms that are helping you to understand yourself. And that's really why the dream plane exists. You dream because you're looking at a deeper aspect of your own inner self, of your own inner being, about the people who are a part of your own reality relationships, whether it be friends, family, loved ones, etc., whether it be your job, whether it be your finances, whatever it may be. All of these particular facets that are in a type of debris or in a type of conflict may feel that they're just looking to adjust, are basically assorting themselves in this enigmatic movie, this enigmatic review of helping you to understand exactly what you're going through. Again, the dreams themselves are the aspect to where the higher self as an architect is helping you along the process, your own subconscious that moves into this format of the higher self is helping you along, helping you to understand, well, these are what you're still dealing with. This is why you have nightmares at night, because you're constantly running away from this problem with family. You're constantly running away from this problem with money. You don't see money as something that represents your own value. You just see it as something that is a poison to you, is a slavery. And that's valid because that's what you have made it out to be. And no one's going to debate that. But do you want to continue to see it as a poison, or do you want to be the example of seeing exactly how the idea of money can be a benefit to you by seeing how that can happen? It's not to say that money isn't going to be a part of our reality forever, but it's basically what we're working with in this moment right now on this planet, and being able to have value and understanding the tests of value and looking into what you feel you're worth. And as you start to understand more about how worthy you are, how valuable you feel, that feeling of money in regards to it being a burden or feeling that it will be in that sense, quote unquote, the death of you, will now start to dissolve away because now you're starting to harmonize. And it's not just about the idea of finances. It can be, again, the feeling of career, following your true heart's path rather than feeling that you're adopting a form of career that is not your own. And this is, again, the feeling of nightmares, the feelings that these dreams are getting so intense, and are attempting to tell you something that you just don't even feel like even going to sleep at night. This is why at times we can have insomniacs, people who just don't want to fall asleep. All I'm ever having is nightmares, or all I'm ever having is just these disturbances and I just don't want to face them. And we try to run away from that. So the whole idea here is that the dreams aren't here to torment you. They're not here to punish you. They're only just this type of astral-based reflection through your subconscious connected to your higher self that are attempting to reorganize the understandings of what you're experiencing in relationship to the awoken state. So again, they are one and the same. They are working together in relationship. It is through the dreams, when you really start to pay attention to them, when you really start to gain an awareness, you start to train yourself, you make yourself much more attuned to the point of memory, to where a reality in dream form starts to become a lot more lucid, starts to have a lot more recall through you. And as you start to do this, the dreams themselves now start to become these messages in the bottle. Just like you were asking, for example, the universe to give you a sign, give you a message about how you can continue your path as a musician. The dreams can do the exact same thing. They are constant messages in a bottle, and they're helping you to understand exactly who you are, about what your path is. And when you follow a path of least resistance and you're no longer in that deep state of resistance with yourself, the dreams become a lot more harmonious. Now you're able to see a lot more of non-localized reality. Now you're not so caught up in the melodrama of local-based reality, what we understand as our own physical dramas, our own physical life. When much of that starts to come into harmony, you're now going to start moving into a larger landscape of the dream line, of the dream world. So the dream world is now going to become much more expansive. You're not just sitting on a very, very tiny piece of land that represents a reflection of misery or represents a reflection of drama that has yet to be healed. When that becomes healed, now you're able to see a lot more of the lay of the land. Now you're able to see a lot more of the landscape. Now you're able to see a lot more of what the dream world is attempting to tell you and bringing you more into non-localized understanding, like consciousness, looking into seeing exactly where you can go, visiting parallel extensions of yourself, moving into connections with your spirit guides, connecting more directly with the higher self, being able to explore other planets, other realms, other dimensions through the dream state, being able to function in more lucidity as you resolve the locality of your life. As you start to resolve locality, non-locality now starts to become birthed, and that's how it operates. So it's just something to keep in mind as well too, that as I reshape my mentality to attract the thoughts that are a benefit to me, my dreams will respond in kind. My dreams will start to reshape themselves because now I'm resolving a lot of these things that enigmatically my dreams were attempting to tell me to move past this, to transcend this idea so that my reality can now transform. And that's exactly what's happening. So this is the basis about how we are reshaping our reality landscape. It begins with us. We have to look into the idea about how we can follow our heart's path, how we can learn to love and to listen so that we are unlearning the learning, so that we are learning the unlearning. And as we start to do that, we're starting to strip away all of these unnecessary bulks of clay, as it were, and being able to see more of us, our truth nature revealed, our true selves. And that starts just by following ourselves. Well, how do I do that? I just have to be honest with myself. I have to look into my inner sanctuary. I need to look into my inner reality. I need to ask myself the big questions. Who am I? What do I want? What do I wish to become? Who do I wish to become? Who do I wish to interact with? Who do I wish to have in my life that is a complement to me? What can I do to create complement in my life? These are the invitation questions to being able to summon those states of invitations to be brought forward into your reality. So this is the whole idea right here. Again, when we're looking into timelines and we're looking into our own realities, we can use something like timeline healing to clear the distortions of the past. This is a video that I've actually done just not too long ago about using healing timelines. And you can find that on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/selfempowermenttv. And you can look more into that as well too, as you know, you can look more into the idea of how timeline healing works. But it's basically being able to fully forgive a situation, being able to forgive the elements, the integral components of that timeline, And then being able to, if you feel that those remnants of guilt are still there, being able to manufacture a positively reinforced timeline, taking out that old timeline that held a lot of that drama, that you have now been able to forgive all the elemental components of that timeline and replace it with a whole new positive timeline. So now this positive timeline is basically telling you about how all of the integral components, the elements relating to that drama that made it so horrible, are now being replaced in regards to your imagination by something that is overwhelmingly positive. You know, maybe it's a feeling that it was a family fight and that now you were able to forgive all aspects of that because you realized what you were going through at that time. You were realizing what maybe your mother and your father were going through at that time, and you were able to make amends. You were able to feel that connection of humility, that forgiveness to come through. So as you do that, and you still feel that there's these little remnants of guilt here and there saying, oh, I wish I could talk to them, or I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that, you revisit it back into your mind. And you recreate this positive timeline where you may see just all three of you giving each other a big hug and telling each other, you know, I forgive you, I love you, let us be here in this moment and let's bring about the most joy possible. And bringing that positive timeline into the fold and seeing that timeline reshape yourself. And as that positive timeline comes together, you start to feel better. Your health starts to improve. You start to feel these changes of great positivity coming together. And this really does happen. This happens very, very strongly in hypnosis, is that many hypnotists are able to regress a person by taking them back into these very painful timelines and basically going through like a death experience of feeling that they have actually gone through a feeling of transcending themselves past the situation, in that sense, dying past that timeline, to where they feel that they have passed through the oversoul of that timeline, and now they're able to forgive it. Now they're able to look at it in a whole new way. They see it as an oversoul. They see it as a complete observer. And now they're able to forgive those timelines completely. It just represents itself as a cleansing that has happened to your complete unconscious. And now it's being brought into conscious awareness. And so a timeline of a positive nature is replaced. And those distortions that once existed are now transcended. And you start to feel this type of instantaneous healing. This is something that, again, happens very, very commonly in hypnosis. But it doesn't have to be a hypnotist that can do this for you. If you are able, fundamentally, deep enough, to go into these levels of distorted timelines where you feel that there's a lot of guilt still there, and you're able to find it within yourself to forgive all elements of the situation, replace it with a positive timeline. And as you start to do that, you start to feel these immense healing changes take place. So now we're going to move on, as we just basically talked about reshaping the reality landscape. We're going to be moving on into what's known as the repopulation protocol. Now, what does this mean? What is it exactly when I'm talking about repopulation? Am I talking about depopulation? Everybody's going to die? No. It's far from anything like that. Basically, what's happening is as we are starting to naturally evolve ourselves, as we are starting to move into, you know, positively reinforce reality or landscaping and moving it more into our own self-empowerment, the collective reality is reshaping itself as well. This is what's again known as like a 100th monkey effect, that we're all starting to look more deeply into ourselves. A lot of us are now able to step outside the box. It's not the whole idea that you need to be a yogi in this life or that you need to be a monk in this life. You're not doing that at all. The whole idea is that the collective reality is basically an assortment of people that are just starting to ask themselves questions, that are now starting to go inside themselves and realize their potentials, realize what they're capable of, and helping to reshape their landscapes. As we do this, we're basically going through a collective shift. And this collective reality shift is reshaping itself into what's known as the repopulation protocol. The repopulation protocol is basically the repopulation of souls on a higher vibratory level to move from one gigantic shift on a collective level of Earth into another. And so this basically represents the idea that we're shifting from one dimensional Earth to another based upon the magnetic frequency alignment of the collective consciousness. As the collective consciousness shapes itself, we're moving into a reality that is going to be a lot more unity-based. We're moving more so, slowly but surely, into a reality where it's going to be more like acting within the dream plane of reality than anything that we would understand as solid and physical. We're moving more into that alignment. Now, what the repopulation protocol is doing is that there are interventional energies at work here, both on our planet and off our planet, that are helping to actually assist in purifying our soul, purifying our mind, purifying our consciousness. And that many of these particular souls that are very already well attuned to their own self-empowerment, to moving themselves into higher levels of consciousness, are going through a repopulation protocol, which basically means that they are experiencing higher octaves of their own being that is coming in stronger and stronger every day. This is what Adronis has referred to as the amalgamation effect, basically moving more of these higher alignments of beingness into yourself. And you start to feel this as you start to resolve more conflict within your life. As more conflict becomes resolved, you start to feel this immense amount of energy. You start to feel this person that you just never thought you could be. And you're feeling so much more confident in your abilities. You're feeling so much more loving. You feel that you want to just give yourself and all the love that you feel and radiate that to the world. And this is the whole idea of the repopulation protocol effect, or the amalgamation effect, is that you're moving into such higher octaves of dimension with all the love and energy that you're bringing in together with you, that you're actually transcending as a whole new soul, as a whole new being. And that's basically what's taking place. Those that are moving into the repopulation protocol can often be referred to as, you could say, just light worker experiencers, or even the idea of walk-ins. And basically what walk-ins are is that they are different elements of spirit that exist on a much more higher dimensional platform, and that they will often come into the body and substitute the essence that is currently occupying the body. And so the essence that's currently there that may at times may not be appropriated to repopulation is basically through permission removed from the body, and that essence is basically going into another dimensional reality to which it is appropriate to continue to experience, and that this other essence, this higher essence, comes in together instantaneously, and you start to feel as if something has just changed within yourself. You are still part of this essence that's together in your body. It's still you. But it represents a higher octave of frequency. It represents a different theme that's being brought forward. So they are, in that sense, essences brought forward from the same oversoul family. But you're noticing that this essence that's coming in right now is starting to become a lot more aligned in regards to higher elemental vibration, higher feeling of energies. Energies that are much more productive in regards to self-empowerment, perhaps in regards to intuition, in regards to healing. There are some more heightened abilities. And some people who feel that they have gone through these walk-in experiences feel that they are not able to receive as much memory in regards to their childhood as they once did. They feel that a lot of their childhood has kind of gaps in it, simply because there's just certain forms of Akashic information relating to the essence that has now been propagated into their body that cannot access that, because much of those memories that may have been very traumatic, that may have been very, very unsettling or conflicting, may not even exist anymore, because it is not of the higher octave essences that's now in the body's path to actually recall a lot of those states. Those states left with the other essence that is now transcended. So this is just something very, very interesting. So the repopulation protocol is basically taking our souls to the cleaners, as it were. It's basically being scrubbed out of debris. And as we start to remove a lot more of the debris through ourselves, through the repopulation protocol, and starting to come back, this is where we're just feeling these huge amounts of alignments. We feel so inspired through ourselves. We feel so inspired by others. We're feeling this consciousness. We're feeling this connection of oneness in a way that we cannot possibly explain. We're feeling this connection with nature. We're feeling this connection with the earth. So many people are getting along. And this is the repopulation protocol effect. Everybody is going through repopulation protocol. Every single soul on this planet is going through repopulation protocol. It is unavoidable. And basically, it's just a matter of being able to look into ourselves and seeing how far we have personally transcended. And again, sometimes those may be walk-in experiences. Sometimes that may just be a very strong amalgamation effect where through our own accord, we are moving much more into higher permission slips of higher octaves of frequency and becoming a lot more loving, unified-based beings. And that's really the purpose. The Earth now wants to have human beings that are much more unified based. They want these humans to be more in service to her. They want to work together because as Mother Earth has continued to cleanse herself, transform herself, amalgamate herself, as what happens macrocosmically to the Earth happens microcosmically to us. And that's what this repopulation protocol is going through. This is what the entire experience is. Okay. Souls in alignment to their self-transformative journeys are enhanced through their natural frequencies of love, responsibility, and service. So that becomes much more the driving force. Loving, responsible, in service, unified human beings. Souls beyond enhanced alignment will be leaving the Earth to seek continued learning on other planes of existence. So again, that's just what they're magnetized to. It's not the idea of saying, oh my goodness, how could anyone decide that? No one else is deciding it for them. This is physics. This is the whole idea that when you have a soul that is very, very corrupt, that feels that they want to manipulate people, that they want to use people, and that there is no capability of transcendence from that soul can't operate on this plane for much longer. They start to feel a deterioration within themselves, because they cannot align to the frequency, magnetic momentum of where the Earth is taking herself. The Earth and its people that are in synchronous alignment to her are moving up these higher octaves of magnetic frequency. Those that are not able to carry their own energy to those levels are basically feeling this deterioration effect. And you really have to be in a pretty low frequency to feel that kind of deterioration. Earth is not remaining in the shadows anymore. It's moving into a lot more glorious light. And this light is now starting to affect the entire planet. And so those that wish to cause harm, those that wish to manipulate, those that want to, you know, remain in a state of greed are going to be feeling a lot of this deterioration effect, because that's just the natural physics of how their energy translates. And when they eventually pass from the body, they go through bodily retirement, they must go into realms to which their energy in that moment is in vibration too. Sometimes they may experience these types of astral hell-based dimensions. They can be quite nasty. But it's all in just the way that this person perceives himself. If they feel that they're in personal hell and that everything is hell around them, then all they're ever going to create is hell. No one else is creating that for them. That's their own alignment, and that's where they're going. So the whole idea of the repopulation protocol is that this energy is moving up. And if we're not moving up with it, if we're staying very much into the lower trenches of reality, we're going to feel that deterioration. It'll start physically, it'll start mentally, it'll start emotionally, it'll start energetically. It's all part of the facets of our vibration to either decide that we're going to be moving up with the Earth or we're going to retire from the body and we have to go somewhere else to continue to learn the lessons of reality. So that's basically what's happening. So again, some people will experience walk-in situations, elevating the entity consciousness to a higher level from what was once distortion. So again, this is why we're peeling off a lot of these old dramas, a lot of these old conflicts. They're just being peeled off of us. And sometimes that's just done through even our own subconscious states. When we dream at night, there's a lot of things that happen when we dream. We see all these great transformations taking place. We have sensational dreams, or we had a nightmare, but a nightmare that really gave us a whole new look on our life, and we were able to transform. Because we are getting intervention. There are interventions on an extraterrestrial level, on an angelic level, on all types of different magnetic, energetic levels that are happening on planet Earth. And a lot of it is being assisted with in helping us to transform, but we are the ones that are making the moves. We are the ones that are aligning to that and taking action upon it. Okay. All right. Great. So we have about 15 minutes left. So again, if you feel that you do want to call in and just say hello, or if you do have a question, again, you can call in live at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. So what we're going to do right now is for the last 15 minutes of the show, for about 5 minutes here, I'm going to be bringing in Adronis, the entity who I do channel. And he will be speaking a little bit on repopulation as well. After he concludes, we'll be checking the lines to see if anybody does want to call in. You want to say hello, whatever you'd like to do, feel free to call in. This, again, is all about open community and getting people to share their expression in any way they like. So thanks again, and I'll be bringing Adronis in now. He will talk briefly on repopulation for about 5 minutes, and here we go. We are here at this time, and we bid you greetings, and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular transmission being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. We have been asked by the conduit to share information relating to the idea of the repopulation protocol. The whole idea is that this protocol has been in effect, in regards to what you would know as your many past decades, that approximately around the time of your post-atomic era, the whole idea of the repopulation protocol was brought forward together in effect to avoid disaster from actually destroying your planet. And so this particular protocol was invoked, and it was around this time approximately where the waves of consciousness in regards to many other different entities, in regards to essences that exist in every corner of the universe, were called by Mother Earth herself and saying, I require your help. I require assistance. Earth herself needs to be transformed. She needs to go into these higher alignments. She is looking to graduate. I require assistance. Can you come? Can you make the call? And thousands of hundreds of thousands of millions of you made the call. And now here you are, well within the billions, to be here on this planet. Every single one of you answered the call, that are listening to this right now, that are on your planet Earth, that are human beings, that are listening to this. You all made the call. And now you are all allowing yourselves individually, that will then start to funnel this self together collectively to transform your planet into a unified based planet for the first time ever in its inception. So everything that you're going through right now on Earth has never been done on Earth before. This is the momentous moment. This is a repopulation protocol. This is bringing your soul, bringing your mind, bringing your spirits, bringing your heart into a cleansing of your own natural desire, of your own natural service, of your own natural agreements to move yourself from one octave of reality into a much more higher, rapid growth, developing, accelerating reality that will then become, shall we say, the norm, as it were, pertaining to how you understand your daily lives. You're all starting to move more into this. And as you tune in to what repopulation truly is, as you start to tune in regards to the love that is contained upon your planet, you will see exactly what the repopulation protocol is bringing forward. It is all opportunity. Opportunity to transform your world, to serve yourselves together as a unified based collective, and allowing yourself to be in service with Earth as she is eternally in service to all of her children upon her body. And this is exactly what you're all going through. The repopulation protocol is helping you to move into higher alignments, to bringing you into a civilization unlike anything ever seen before. And this is moving you more into the state of collective maturity, beginning first with yourself on your own individualized mature levels, to bringing yourself into an evolution that will help you to truly understand an internal call. The internal call through the Earth, where she asks you, cooperate, let's come together, let's unify, let's work together, and let's make our space the most beautiful space that we can ever imagine. And that is the call that she is giving you. Work together with the Earth. Share this beautiful world with each other. There's a reason why there's 7 billion of you on the planet, because you're all sharing this space. You all have a fundamental love, an unconditional love for your planet. and she has an unconditional love for you. Even if you cannot see it through yourself or through her, she does. And so it's just a matter of being able to work together with your planet. There is none more deserving than the human race to be on the planet to where they were born, to where they existed, to where their star family exists beyond their world, to assisting them, helping them to understand exactly what they already know so that they can take the necessary actions themselves to move into a collective, unified-based culture. For that is the purpose of the repopulation protocol, and that is the purpose of why you are all here on this planet, here and now. We thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude. Thank you again. Farewell for this timing, and we now return to the conduit. We will speak to you again in the infinite moment of now. Goodbye. All right. So, again, if anybody does want to call in, you can feel free to we've got about 5 minutes left, so again, feel free to call in if you like, 888-627-6008. Again, tonight we're talking about the repopulation protocol and reshaping your reality landscape. Well, what's in tune for next 2 weeks? In the next 2 weeks, we're going to be looking more into extraterrestrial awareness and integrating into galactic society. So that's going to be our next topic moving into the next 2 weeks. So again, a lot of exciting things happening here. For any other information in regards to what I do and what I share and anything else that you feel you would like to look more into, as private sessions are available, training is available, courses, digital courses, etc., are available, just feel free to go to www.consciousmatrix.com. All right, so we are going to go ahead now and wrap up the show. So I want to thank each and every single one of you tonight for being a part of this just beautiful broadcast being brought forward here on BBS Radio. Thank you, everybody. Again, sorry for starting up late, and we feel free to check out the archives as the show will be up in the next little bit. And feel free to also check out the other archives, as now this is our fourth episode on the air. So again, great appreciation to BBS Radio and to our listeners as well. Thank you very much for keeping this going, for making this happen, and for being part of the expansion point. So we're going to go ahead and conclude tonight. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. All the best to all of you. Namaste. May it be well with you, and talk to you in 2 weeks. Take care. See you later.